Today, no public skating at a local arena. A dangerous trouble spot gets real traffic attention. Catalytic converter theft reaches Adams. Northampton launches warming centers. And it's time to start thinking about lifeguard jobs. No, really, it is.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, it's Wednesday, the middle of the week, and a cold center in the week it is. It is January 26, 2022, and we have time now to chat about what's going on in our region right after we check the forecast. Sunny and breezy today, a high of 20 to 24 degrees. For tonight, clear and cold, a low of minus 4 to 2 above. So our incredibly Arctic nights are not a thing of the past as yet. The Department of Parks, Buildings, and Recreational Management has announced today that public skating at the Sear Arena will be canceled this coming weekend, Friday the 28th through Sunday the 30th, out of an abundance of caution due to the ongoing surge in COVID-19 cases. It is anticipated that public skating will reopen the weekend of Friday, February 4 through Sunday the 6th, unless otherwise noted. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and State Rep. Angelo Pupolo Jr. gave some testimony before the Commonwealth's Joint Committee on the Judiciary. They did this yesterday in support of Governor Baker's dangerousness legislation. That's House Bill 4290, an act relative to protect victims of crimes and the public. The mayor, at the request from Governor Baker and the Executive Office of Public Safety, joined with Reps Pupolo to offer their full support of the governor's pending legislation that would provide much-needed and common-sense language to help protect the public and victims of certain crimes. A dangerous traffic trouble spot has been highlighted, and yesterday a traffic focus was conducted at Page Boulevard in Springfield. The Massachusetts State Police conducted high-visibility traffic enforcement between 3 and 7 p.m. on Page Boulevard. This was Tuesday. Some 70 driving citations were issued on Page Boulevard in Springfield during the last traffic enforcement, which was December 16, 2021. Now, the majority of the tickets given out were for speeding or violations of the hands-free cell phone driving law. So, if this is you, here's a summary of what comes out of your wallet. $105 for drivers going 1 to 10 miles per hour over the speed limit, and an increase of $10 for every mile per hour over the speed limit after that. $355 for drivers going 35 miles per hour over the posted speed limit. $100 for drivers violating the hands-free law. That's the first offense. $250 for a second offense. And they really will get you for the third time around. That's a $500 fine, plus an insurance surcharge for third and subsequent offenses. Northampton has issued a list of warming centers for those who may need a warm place to stay. First Churches, 129 Main Street, is partnering with ServiceNet in offering a shelter that's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Two meals also provided, courtesy of Hampshire County Friends of the Homeless and Manna the Manna Community Center at St. John's Church, that's 48 Elm. Now, it's open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Thursday and Saturdays. The Northampton Police Department, 29 Center Street, is also open 24/7. And I say this because during the coldest nights and days, they will permit people to warm up in the lobby. Catalytic converter theft. Don't you just love it? It's a fever that has now spread to Adams. The Adams Police note, please be aware that Adams and the surrounding areas have been hit by catalytic converter thieves. The information available at this time is as follows. Dark in color sedan stages while at least one male removes the converters from the bottom of the vehicle. Last known to be traveling northbound on Route 8 last night, early morning. If anyone has any information, please call the Adams Police Department and ask for the detective. And they also offer these tips to help protect your catalytic converter. When possible, park in well-lit areas and close to building entrances. If you have a garage at your home, Park your car inside and keep the garage door shut. Have the catalytic converter welded to your car's frame, which may make it harder to steal. Consider engraving your vehicle ID number on the catalytic converter. This may help alert a scrap dealer that it was stolen and make it easier to identify the owner. Calibrate your car's alarm to set off when it detects vibration. Trouble spots in the world today include Russia, the Ukraine, China, and the Springfield Symphony. The mayor has stepped into this arena. Mayor Sarno and Symphony Hall manager Amanda Speer Purchase met with the Springfield Symphony Orchestra Board of Directors to continue ongoing discussions on ending the contract dispute with the Springfield Symphony musicians. Mayor Sarno said, and I quote, "My goal continues to be to bring these two entities back together as one with a plausible and mutually beneficial, fiscally and logistically sound agreement for all involved." The Symphony Board of Directors announced earlier this week that Paul Lambert would serve as the board's interim executive director. The mayor is scheduled to meet with the musicians of the Springfield Symphony in the near future to continue discussions on reaching a plausible and mutually beneficial agreement between the two parties. Though it may be below zero some nights, but in Springfield, it is not the wrong time to consider becoming a lifeguard. The City of Springfield's Aquatics Division will be offering a Red Cross lifeguard training course during February vacation week, and this will be at Milton Bradley School, 22 Mulberry Street. Pre-registration required, and space is limited. Persons 15 years of age and over can register for the course. It runs Tuesday, February 22nd, through Friday the 25th. There will be a pre-course skills test held Wednesday, February 16, 6 p.m. at Milton Bradley School. The cost for the program, $175, cash or check only, please, and this is per person for city residents. Outside of the city, $225 for residents, non-city residents, that is. All fees must be paid by the first day of the class. Are you interested? Well, you can pre-register by calling Joe Federico. He is the aquatics director, and you can reach Joe at 787-6298. That's in 413-787-6298. Well, that's what I could scrounge up for you today on Pioneer Valley Radio. Our next program, of course, will be Thursday. That's tomorrow, of course. Up online at 6 a.m., but you can catch it anytime you want to. It is on demand, so it's at your beck and call during the day and night here. On the program we call Brad Shepherd Today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.